This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
We'll be live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. They're the home of the binary trigger. They are the home of the Reformation line and Providence, in addition to all those really good quality ARs and parts that they built. Yesterday, we saw a decision to close a charter school coming out of Broward County, Florida. And their superintendent of schools, Robert Runcie, said, "It sends a message that regardless of if you're a district-managed school or a charter-managed public school, that there will be no compromise on the law and the requirements for school safety and security." Yeah. The vote by the Broward County Public Schools to close the charter school occurred ostensibly due to the fact that the school had a security guard on duty rather than a police officer as law requires. The irony is so thick here you can't see through it. You can't cut it. You can't cut it with a chainsaw. You see, the recent school safety record of police officers in Broward County has been one of infamously dismal failure, considering the refusal of numerous police officers to intervene during that rampage killing that took place February 14, 2018 at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland. Several police officers stood down there while 17 were being murdered by a single armed assailant, 17 more injured, and the presence of armed police officers in this particular case, they didn't go to where the fighting was. You got to go to where the food is, fools. They didn't go. One of the police officers now indicted ex-Broward Sheriff's Deputy Scott Peterson, who was unlawfully allowed to retire during an investigation into his alleged misconduct, was sued for refusing to intervene on behalf of the defenseless victims. U.S. District Judge Beth Bloom dismissed the lawsuit against Peterson, echoing an earlier opinion of the Supreme Court of the United States that police officers do not have a duty to protect anyone. So the idea of employing an armed security guard for school safety rather than a police officer, well, I don't know. That may have a little bit of merit. Excuse me there, sir. You want to be a security officer? You understand that your only job is to protect these children. So wherever, if something's happening, wherever it's happening, you got to go there. Yes, sir. But the irony does not end there. See, given that Runcie is one of a number of Broward County officials who implemented the Promise Program in Broward schools, it's quite impressive that he's able to make the claim with a straight face that there will be no compromise on the law and the requirements for school safety and security. In order for the Promise Program to be implemented and perpetuated, it has been necessary daily to compromise on the law and on school safety over and over again for years and years and years. Promise Program was created on a firm foundation of ongoing compromise on the law, since a series of misdemeanors committed by students were, per official policy, not to be reported. They decriminalized crime. The implementation of that policy agreed to by Runcie, the members of the school board, the Broward Sheriff, police chiefs, the state attorney, and other elected and appointed officials, required the ongoing commission of various crimes by those bureaucrats and others who collaborated to perpetuate the lawless policy, such as, but not limited to, culpable negligence, breach of duty, suppression of evidence, official misconduct, and being an accessory after the fact to crimes committed by minors. Now, the semi-official pretext to this, for implementing this and perpetuating the Promise Program, was to give students who fell into trouble with the law a second chance. The fact is that chances given were so many per perpetrator per school year that a clear message was being sent that crime pays. There's no penalty for crime. That you can make your own rules. That respect for rule of law is optional or irrelevant. That adults do not keep the oath of office. And that hypocrisy is a way of life. The message was clearly sent and clearly received by one and all, resulting in a breakdown in classroom order, teachers losing control, and having no real disciplinary recourse since administrators refused to discipline unruly students. Teachers were assaulted and battered or threatened, and fear began to rule their school days. School security was certainly compromised. Not even violent misdemeanors were being reported. So now the question becomes, where does Robert Runcie draw the line at deception? Where do the members of the Board of Broward County Public Schools draw the line? Why did they close a charter school because they were missing one police officer? Were they given a chance to hire a police officer instead of an armed security guard? I don't remember which, I can't remember. A college think tank did a study on this, the way, the most effective way to keep students safe from a rampage killer. And it is a combination of armed teachers and resource officers. You need the armed teachers as the first line of defense because they will most likely be wherever this starts. If you had a smart school administrator there and he was arming teachers, I would space them out to where two were on each hall. They were on opposite sides of the hall to where when they came to the doors, they would know which way the perpetrator was coming because they have cameras in schools and they have ways to monitor that, and they can have communications and they could have trauma kits with them and all this other stuff and their weapons, of course. And then I would start to coordinate that kind of thing and I would practice. It doesn't take a genius to figure this stuff out. I mean, anybody that's been through basic training can explain to you what a crossing field of fire, how deadly that is. And a hallway is typically what the military would call a kill box. They would probably get ammunition that fragments when it hits something sort of hard. So there would be no problems with over-penetration. Most schools that I haven't been in, gosh, I haven't been in a school in, whoa, over 15 years? No, 10 years. I haven't been in a school for 10 years when my son graduated, my youngest son. So they used to have cinder block walls. I don't know what they have now, but I would still think it is something firm. But they would have fragmenting rounds and all this other stuff. So, maybe even a common weapon with a common holster. You know, regulated, as they would say. So getting out there and thinking that one school resource officer, especially since we saw what Scott Peterson did where he secured the perimeter. How does this, I really wonder how that particular gentleman sleeps at night knowing that his lack of intervention very probably cost a lot of people their lives. Certainly, he couldn't have stopped all 17 of those, but he certainly could have stopped some of that. I wonder how he sleeps at night. All these people that are like, well, we got to ban guns because this caused it. No, that was the biggest bunch of errors. And this is actually one where you could blame it on a president because the Promise Program was an Obama administration product coming to you with all the irony attached. Decriminalizing crime, discipline, you don't need it. Teachers, well, I'm sorry you got your skull split. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
the home of DeSantis Quality Build American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Coming to you live. Wow, that's weird. Excuse me. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Now, you can take my advice on this or not, okay? When the media, when you look at the media, understand this, everything in the media is biased. Everything in the media is biased. For us to sit back and say, well, I'm looking for somebody that's a deaf and dumb Buddha type that can't hear, talk, and has never had an experience with the outside world, and who's only going to tell me the facts. Well, that doesn't exist. Man has inherent biases in there, the opinions and everything else. Now, some people want to lob their bias out there for you to consider. Okay? When you come and listen to me, if you're taking anything that I say for anything other than something for you to consider, well, I think you might be making a mistake. I am not infallible. I bring to you what I think is the truth. What I believe is the truth, I take a hard look at it before I even bring it to you. And then if it turns out not to be the truth, well, guess what? I'm doing a retraction because I got it wrong. But I'm not trying to mislead you. That's the other part of media. There's some media that is going to try to mislead you. Now, polls. Polls are propaganda. That's all they are. They're just propaganda. Polls are based upon, you know, most of these polls nowadays, when they're predicting doom and gloom, they're always oversampling Democrats. When they're out there saying, well, 90% of America wants gun background checks. Democrats. They're oversampling on Democrats. Now, the moniker of fake news is typically reserved for cable news and some of the more prominent newspapers in America, but it could also be applied to presidential polls. Like, do you remember the polls that Hillary Clinton was getting in 2016? How she was going to win by landslide up to, including the day of the actual election? The paper of record, the New York Times, told readers on election day, November 8, 2016, that Hillary Clinton had an 85% chance of winning the election. Their prediction was updated at 10:20 p.m. Eastern Time, oblivious to the evening smiles on cable news shows that were curdling into frowns and outright hysteria. Not only were they wrong, but they were also in abject denial over events unfolding before them in real time. The New York Times was in good company, as most pollsters got it wrong in 2016, with Rasmussen arguably the most accurate of the bunch. Now, the difference between us and the animals is we're supposed to learn from our mistakes. We're supposed to be the reasoning animal. Have pollsters learned from their mistakes? Or are they about to step in it again in 2020? I think history is about to repeat itself. As the old proverb says, those who do not learn from history are doomed to repeat it. Several days ago, the headline ran, much to the delight of CNN and MSNBC anchors, Fox News poll shows Trump losing to Biden, Warren, Sanders, and Harris. And that's it then, yeah. The race is over. The message to the Trump supporters is to give up in despair and take your MAGA hats and stick them in the closet. The fact that this is a Fox News poll should throw cold water on the narrative of Fox being in the tank for President Trump. Fox News didn't conduct the poll. They outsourced it to Braun Research, Inc. Now, opinion polls are only as good as their samples, and the Fox News poll surveyed registered voters, unlike Rasmussen, which surveys likely voters. That's important because only 55% of eligible voters actually voted in 2016. 55%. An opinion poll that queries the half of the population that doesn't even bother to vote will be far less accurate than, you know, if you're looking at people that are going to vote. The other aspect of sampling is the political proclivities of those being surveyed. So if a survey is asking about Trump's job performance, was, you know, and it was carried out in a leftist enclave like Boulder, Berkeley, or Ithaca, his approval numbers would be in single digits at best. This Fox News poll oversampled Democrats by 8 points. 48% of those surveyed identified as Democrats, while only 40% as Republican. I don't know where the other 12% came from. I guess independent. I'm sure the pollsters have a rationale for skewing the sample to the left. Maybe scientific. Or maybe it's just to get the result they want. Most of those polls, predicting a Clinton landslide, also oversampled Democrats, and the results speak for themselves. And as a result, many Republicans are distrustful of surveys and either refuse to answer pollster phone calls or else give false answers to skew the results. Now, what do the other polls say? Rasmussen's daily presidential tracking poll on August 16th shows Trump 3 percentage points higher than Obama at the same exact same point in his presidency, 46 versus 43% total approval. Obama was easily reelected to a second term. Gallup shows Trump with a 41% approval rating, exactly the same as Obama in the third year of his presidency. Reagan was only at 43% approval in the third year of his presidency, and he won a 49-state landslide reelection. George H.W. Bush sat at 71% approval in his third year and lost re-election. So this means that opinion polls have a very limited predictive value. And other metrics like the state of the economy may be more important than random phone calls to registered voters. When you have record low unemployment, like for women and black people and Hispanics, and a booming economy, that might be a better predictor. Despite their pivot from Russian collusion to white supremacy and racism, 50% of Latinos support the job Trump is doing, according to a recent Morris poll. Black support, according to Rasmussen, is hovering around 30%. The Democrats have to have 90% of American blacks voting for them in order to win. 90%, but they're not getting that. They're getting 60%. In 2016, he only received 8% of the black vote. If he doubled or tripled his support within this core Democrat constituency, well, all the predictions go out the window at that point. Somebody comes to you with a poll, and you want to take the time to listen to it, that's on you. If I were you, I'd be looking for a nice vintage plastic straw to enjoy my sugary drink with or something. In a plastic bottle. That's what I would be doing if I was you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is eliminating student loan debt for veterans who are completely and permanently disabled. I am taking executive action to ensure that our wounded warriors are not saddled with mountains of student debt.
Speaking to veterans in Kentucky, President Trump says he signed a memorandum directing the Department of Education to eliminate all debt owed to those who served. AG William Barr says he will be able to report the results of the Justice Department's investigation into convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein's death soon.
We have found serious irregularities at the center. But at the same time, I have seen nothing that undercuts the finding of the medical examiner that this was a suicide.
Barr was speaking there in Dallas. And a final look at your numbers on Wall Street. The Dow was up 240 points to close at 26203. This is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses, and you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure, you were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. With legal private ownership of guns among the general population in the USA at an all-time high, we could sort of expect, just based upon statistics, to see gun accidents, unintentional discharges, to be at an all-time high. Because, you know, the other part is at an all-time high. But this is not the case. Just as improvements in automobile safety have reduced traffic deaths and injuries, despite record numbers of miles traveled daily by car-owning American public, modern guns and ammunition, along with advanced materials and coatings and manufacturing methods, have today given us commonly available weapons that are inherently safer than firearms have ever been. I'm not sure that it is possible to make serious guns any safer than they are now and still have them reasonably functional for their intended purpose. Now, that's important. That's an important distinction to take into consideration. All attempts at designing and manufacturing so-called smart guns have been an uncompromising non-starter. Americans would never willingly bet their lives on these dubious, mythical, technological pistols. Curiously, I don't see any politicians rushing out to buy smart guns for bodyguards. They're bodyguards anyway, do you? For many years, I've been, you know, an observer of these various people that go to places and look at things like Masada Yoob, John Farnham, those kind of guys. They look at the investigation and the subsequent litigation surrounding gun accidents and alleged accidents resulting in injury and death. And so far, you know, nobody's ever gotten out there and reported to see a modern firearm from a reputable manufacturer that was inherently unsafe. Nor that malfunctioned, nor misfired, which is a favorite term of the media ignoramuses. In nearly all cases, gun and ammunition in question function normally and precisely as they were designed to do. Careless, stupid, read that to be stupid gun handling, storage and incorrect procedure, usually combined, those all those factors, are invariably the culprits. You might look at a lawyer and say, guns are dangerous, counselor, your client needs to be more safety. Or, excuse me, needs to be more careful. In addition to guns themselves, modern, universally taught gun handling philosophy and procedure has also been largely responsible for the current relatively low level of gun accidents we realize today. Long obsolete condition-based gun handling has been mostly replaced with universal gun handling procedure. With the former, guns that were presumed to be unloaded and thus safe were handled carelessly because they were assumed to be benign. Conversely, loaded guns were dangerous and thus surrounded by a maniacal preoccupation with a mostly nonsensical set of rules with which it was impossible for anyone to comply. Like, for example, never load a gun until you're ready to fire. When I'm carrying a gun for personal protection, how am I supposed to know when I'm going to be ready? I'm going to have a need to be ready to fire. According to that rule, only prophets can carry guns. Now, when dangerous guns occasionally get mixed in with safe guns, accidents were the logical and predictable result. In his day, Mark Twain said, in the typical American household, there is no commonly found item quite so dangerous as an unloaded gun. Even back then, inadvertent mixing together of safe and dangerous guns was a well-recognized cause of gun accidents. There were only two answers to this dilemma. Weld them all shut so they can never be made to fire. Then they would all be continually permanently safe. And advocacy for this or that handling method procedure would become irrelevant. Of course, in that case, it's hard to imagine anybody wanting one. So long as the same gun is capable of firing, and also of not firing, then there's no way of discerning the gun's current status by external appearance. The correct procedure is going to be critical to the continued good health of the gun owner and everybody around him. Thus, our only logical choice is a single gun handling procedure that is the same regardless of the condition. And I'm not talking about, oh, it's in good condition. Look, no, the finish is great. I'm talking about loaded, unloaded. So philosophically, there is no longer any such thing as a safe gun. That entire category of weapons has been banished forever. Accordingly, finger discipline, muzzle consciousness, alertness, correct storage mandatorily apply to every gun handling episode. General adherence to that proceeding is what has, probably more than anything else, reduced the incidence of gun accidents to the relatively low level we enjoy today. And as it becomes more widely accepted and practiced, we'll see gun accidents continue to decline despite exponential growth in gun ownership. You know, the difference between safety and readiness is always going to be mutually antagonistic. A serious guns condition will always be a reasonable compromise between the two. Absolute safety is probably not possible when handling deadly weapons, but we can handle them carefully. But careless gun handling is never reasonable. It strikes me as sort of funny in a stupid way that we're worried about, is this gun drop safe? That always cracks me up. Now, all guns today, striker fired, hammer fired, double action, single action, all guns go through these drop tests, and they have a different set of criteria they have to go through. And then they go through them, and they get produced. Okay? There's always going to be a way to break that drop safety. All right? And, I mean, the venerable Glock. Everybody loves Glock. I know Glock's a good gun. I just don't happen to like them. Sorry. But Glocks have had their share of problems. But if you're getting out there, and I mean like the SIG P320, I was a big SIG 320 fan, P320 fan. Now, that was prior to getting a hold of the P10s from CZ, but I was a big SIG P320 fan when they came out. I still like them enough to where I would have one and carry one, absolutely. But when you start beating the back of the gun where the firing pin and the spring and everything else is with a hammer, and it's not supposed to go off. I mean, that's the same. You know, I do gun reviews on YouTube, and I never take the gun and bury the gun to see if it'll fire after I cake it in mud. Because I don't know, I'm sure there are ways that that gun would be in that condition. I'm just not getting into them. So I go by what is probable. Occam's razor, I go by what is probable. So, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I beg my pops for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, that bada-boom, bada-bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Oh yeah, check them out at franklinarmory.com. Government lists. Nobody likes government lists. Nobody likes government lists. I get that. Unfortunately, we're all on them. Everything we do, all of the metadata that we generate is being caught. Now, is it being combed through and are you being looked at individually? Well, probably not. Probably not, because there's just too much out there. And I don't care how big the facility is and everything. If they're looking for certain things in certain phrases, you might get swept up in that. But I don't think they're able to look at all the data. But lists can be bad. Over 700,000 Russians were rounded up by Stalin's dreaded NKVD and summarily shot during his infamous purges of 1937-38. Countless others rotted and died in gulags. But many were executed by troikas, which were secret military tribunals. And 44,000 of them, their death sentences were personally approved by Stalin. His initials, always scribbled in bright red, appear on 357 separate lists. Segway to today. On Sunday, Bernie Sanders proposed the establishment of a list of disreputable federal law enforcement officers. I'm sitting here shaking my head. I don't know where did that come from. He also proposed federal funding to assist states in establishing similar lists. Were he to get in power, I'm sure Bernie would have he'd have all kinds of lists. Membership on such a list is arbitrary, but permanent, despite all phony Democrat, socialist, Marxist, communist drivel about transparencies. Such lists are secret, capricious, and everlasting. Now, they're off to a good start with red flag law and terrorist watch lists. Once you're arbitrarily red flagged, your status as a shunned, ever-trusted, mentally ill, second-class citizen is permanent. Your Second Amendment rights as an American citizen are revoked without trial, without recourse, and this all happens in secret until it actually happens to you. Then it happens. No transparent due process is ever involved when your name is casually added to the red flag list. And you can never get off the list. And this all happens despite the fact that you've never been so much as charged with, chained with, much less convicted of any crime, nor have you ever been examined by any real doctor to authoritatively determine your mental health status. Simultaneously, Bernie wants to release from prison violent felons who actually have been, via exhaustive due process, charged, convicted, and sentenced. So real criminals go free while innocent citizens go on a list. So when you're wondering what socialism looks like, you need to look no further. Leon Trotsky said, dictatorship of the Communist Party is maintained by recourse to every form of violence. In today's Antifa, that means what they're doing is, you know, what they really want to do is they want to default to that. Now, recently, the leftists and everybody else agreed in solidarity with the Hong Kong protesters. Protests in Hong Kong are very trendy. They get almost universal international approval from both the left and the right side of the spectrum. Specter of a small, relatively defenseless city-state standing up for its rights against a powerful adversary should be an inspiration to us all. And in the main, almost everyone agrees that the protesters should not give in to Beijing's desire to take away their freedom and civil rights. As a matter of fact, the people of Hong Kong say they want to be more like America. And the challenge becomes we need to be the America that Hong Kong envisions us to be. But that's a story for another day. Now, why don't we have the same similar positive agreement about Brexit? The pro-Brexit voters are seeking exactly the same thing that the Hong Kong protesters are. They want control over their own lives. Being a member of the EU means you don't have borders. You're subservient to a bunch of unelected bureaucrats in Brussels. You got to pay them. You got to pay them to exist. Each wants to ensure that they are not beholden to a large unelected bureaucracy that seeks to impose regulations and laws by fiat. Now, their actions have come several decades too late. And there's just no getting around that. Now, they are certainly better late than never, but in the run-up to the handover, British Governor Chris Patton did much to try to encourage the Hong Kong people to stand up for themselves by instituting democratic reforms. Mr. Patton's efforts were met with understandable skepticism. As a ruler imposed by their colonizer, he was the wrong person to advocate for freedom for Hong Kong. And many locals at the time were apolitical, preferring to avoid political controversy and follow the time-honored Chinese tradition of making as much money as they can. And now things have changed. One of history's many great ironies is that the British Empire, once the master of colonized Hong Kong, is now in a struggle to free itself from the effects of foreign influence. The victor becomes the vanquished, and so on throughout the ages. I talked about Brexit with a few people. In most cases, I found that the conversation comes to a complete halt with a blunt declaration from them that the Brexiteers are obviously racist. And that's both surprising and rude, because they're blithely indicting the majority of a population as having only racist motivation. Any other explanation for Brexit is dismissed out of hand. I've tried to raise the notion that there might be other more logical reasons for a Brit not to want to subject himself to EU oversight. Maybe a desire to have more control over his or her own life. But the answer has always been the same. No, they're all racist. Brexit is seen as the unfortunate uprising of the unwashed, uneducated voter to reject the beautiful EU created by the leftist elite. Brexit joined the election of Trump as an apparently damning indicator of the average U.S. and U.K. citizen and his inability of to fully appreciate the correct way of leftist thinking. It's an intriguing instance of mass psychology. In each case, the rejection of leftist organizations or candidates is explained as always being racist. Always racist. So no other explanation is considered. So the next time you're in a discussion about Brexit, you might try this line of reasoning. If you support independence for Hong Kong, you might support independence for Great Britain as well. But given the left's ideological blinders, it's hard for them to take a moment and appreciate simple logic. It's so much more, it's just easier for them to shout at you that you're a racist. The default scream. You're a racist. I have relatives in the UK. I would like to go visit them. I don't know if I ever will. I'm aging. That doesn't mean I can't go. But I just don't know if I ever will, because as I age, I'm becoming more and more, shall we say, inflexible in my beliefs. Now, if you've been watching any of the videos I put up on YouTube, you know that recently I've discovered that I have a couple of things going on with my technique. And I'm getting ready to address all of those. And tonight I'm going to discuss some of those with Steve Fisher from Sentinel Concepts. He'll be joining us next hour. So this is me. I'll be, you know, I try to walk around like I'm, when I'm shooting, I try to be like Sonny Crockett, and instead I'm just sort of more like Betty Crocker right now. So I've got to work on that, but we'll get it back. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.